Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The Word of God is living and yet effective, discerning reflections and thoughts of the heart. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, well, it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me. I should deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night, while he is no to answer them? I tell you, he will see that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. This gospel, Jesus, through this unjust, or the judge who doesn't want to do his things, will follow the widow's desire because he doesn't want to be disturbed again and again. Of course, God help us not because we are disturbing him, because he's love. But then also God also expects us to follow the will of God always. Our Heavenly Mother, she received the calling from the Lord, and her whole life was always suffering. Seeing her son was persecuted by people, unaccepted by people. As a mother, we can imagine how much pain she has in the heart. But she always in silence, following Jesus. Eventually, at the foot of the cross, even he loses his son, because Jesus is giving John to her instead of himself. You can imagine as a mother losing the son, seeing the son is dying, so much pain. But Jesus is always ready to say her yes all through her life. Not only one moment of annunciation, but her whole life is always from the footsteps of Jesus towards Calvary. Then it's our Heavenly Mother to keep us always ready to do the will of God. St. Paul says, the Word of God is living and effective, discerning reflections and thoughts of the heart. Unless we, through reading the Bible, the Word of God, can give us the light. First, important, you have to do the will of God every present moment. Secondly, we have to pray us also to read the gospel, to read the Bible. Only the word of God can give the light and strength. Let's start from today. Spend some time silence prayer to ask the Lord to give the strength to follow His will, to love our neighbor. Jesus, we trust in you.